Hello everybody, this is the second podcast episode of Speedrun Education. My name is Flash177 and in today's episode I was interviewing Chai Kitty. He got recently the Celeste world record and the first 27.29, so a big accomplishment in the Celeste community. We talked about a bunch of different things, and like the main topic was how he got to world record by just basically copy and pasting top runner strategies and movement, and combining that with a lot of time investment. So yeah, listen to the episode. I hope you enjoy it and see you next time. Hello everybody, welcome to the Speedrun Education Podcast. Today we have another guest, which is Chai Kitty. Chai Kitty got recently the world record in Celeste Any% and is also a very well-known 202 berry speedrunner of Celeste, which means he plays through the entire game without dying in each chapter at least once, which is quite impressive. Only a handful of people have done this. So yeah, Chai Kitty, if there's anything else to introduce yourself, then go ahead and do so.
I think that pretty much sums it up. I'm mostly just known for Celeste. That's, you know, what I started streaming, what I've been streaming for the last, like, I don't know, year and a half. So, yeah.
Yeah, okay, awesome. And one thing right away, because you said you start streaming with Celeste, I saw you have speedrun other games before Celeste, mainly Super Mario Sunshine, and also a few mobile games. I don't know how serious you were about that, but could you tell like a little bit about that, how you started speedrunning in general?
Yeah, so I started with Super Mario Sunshine. It started because I saw like a GDQ. It was Average Trey's 120
shine. Yeah, I remember that one.
I remember watching that, and I was like, there were just like a few specific tricks that he would do that I was like, oh man, like I wish I could do that. Like, that's really cool. And then it's so like one day I just kind of tried it, and then like it was just like this one like really hard trick, and then after like an hour or so, like I was able to like actually do it, and just like it was really satisfying. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of just like started just kind of with running that, and I mostly did like ILs and stuff. I didn't like take like the full game like category seriously, or like I didn't like put out any good times, like I never streamed it or anything, but I played that like quite a lot for a while. I got like reasonably good at it, I would say, but I mean, you know, I never like put out a time, so it's hard to say. But yeah, and then so I did the mobile speedruns was for Hopico. Mm-hmm. It's like a precision like platformer game on mobile, like super like hardcore, you know, you swipe like certain directions for, and like your character will, like jump, you know, okay, from platform to platform. Just like really fast paced, like really like precise like inputs and stuff. And I played that a lot. And I mean, I wouldn't say I had like too much competition for that. Like, it was a really popular game, but like it didn't catch on for speedruns or anything. But I put out like some really good times for that, and like other people had like done clears, and I think like a few other people had done speedruns of it, but I was, you know, consistently like the fastest for it. So yeah, I definitely really like that game. But those were my main the main speedrunning games I did before Celeste.
So. You did, okay. So what did change? Like, obviously you have been like really good with Celeste. I don't know, like I just saw your times you submitted on Celeste, and a year before today, you were still faster than me today. So you obviously put a lot of time into it, I want to say. So what has changed between Celeste nowadays and Mario Sunshine? Why you are so good in Celeste instead of Sunshine? Like, has it been motivation? Has it been the time you got for Celeste? Or did you just like the game more? I don't know, really. So maybe...
Well, I mean, I think there's a few things. I think for... One of the reasons I never did, like, full runs of Sunshine was because there's, like, this one technique where you would have to, like... You'd have to, like... it was called, like, spam spraying.
Yeah, to, like, I know that.
Press, like, the buttons, like, really fast, like, the same time. And, like, something about, like, that motion, like... I could only do it for, like, so long before, you know, it would, like, start to bother my hands. And so I would, like... I would try to, like, go practice those levels. And I'd always be like really bad at those levels because I can only practice them for like a few minutes.
Okay.
So that was just kind of discouraging to like doing a full run. And of course, you know, like the long cutscenes and stuff too. So
yeah.
I just that's kind of why I never like, you know, went to like do full runs of it. Whereas like with Celeste, you know, it's just kind of like there's none of that. It's just like you're like always in the levels, you know, you're going like from level to level to level. And yeah, Celeste like had never like bothered my hands after playing for a while. So that made it nice as well. I mean, definitely with Celeste too, like kind of when I started playing Celeste, like I knew that like I wanted to like get up to the top, or like just as high as I could get or so. So kind of like from the start, like I came in with more of like a long-term like improvement type mindset.
Okay. So yeah, you already talked about this, because many people, I feel like, misunderstand that people who go for VR or are world record holders, I feel like most of them don't specifically just aim for world record. They just want to satisfy themselves more by just improving more. And it's like kind of the obsession of a speedrunner. The moment you get a PB, you always want to get a better PB. Like, I feel like every speedrunner can relate to that. And so you would you say you never really particularly aim for world record and you just happen to be a thing? Or was your goal and your motivation always to get world record in such a popular game as Celeste?
Well, I think when you're starting out, one of the worst things you can do is set a goal to get a specific time. And that's because it's always, especially with a new game like Celeste, because it's a moving target. Mm-hmm. So like, and what I mean by that is like sub 30 a year ago versus sub 30 now are inherently very different because of, you know, demo dash, bubs drop, you know, prologue skip, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's like
three time saves we got.
Exactly. So, and I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, it's still like a great milestone that like people should aim to hit. But I think if you come to the start saying my ultimate goal is to get, you know, this position on the leaderboard or like this time, it'll be like holding you back in that way, because you're like, oh no, like I don't need to like, you know, maybe like learn these new strats. Like the stuff I know now is like good enough to get like to get this time versus like, oh, like I can practice more and like improve so I can get like an even faster time. Cause if you just have like the one goal, the goal is like it's capped. It's not just like wherever I can get. It's just like, no, like this is the goal. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that makes sense. But.
So you would say you set your goals more by how the game naturally felt to you. So like in the beginning, you just tried to get as fast as you could. And over the time, you saw your limits and you consistently just tried to push your limits further instead of reaching milestone after milestone. So your motivation was rather pushing your limits as far as you can and always going further instead of, okay, now I aim for sub 35, now I aim for sub 30, now I aim for world record. Okay.
Yeah, more just kind of like just constantly like getting better. Just constantly, you know, doing the best that you can, getting just moving forward, really.
Okay. So one thing I've heard many people talking about is that in order to get like to such a ridiculous level is mainly by just practicing. Like, I feel like most people just tend to say that the best speedrunners, they aren't like the most ridiculous people in the game by default. They just played the games thousands of hours to get there. But would you say it's just practice, or is it also like maybe mindset and how you look at your goals and how you motivate yourself to your goals? Because it can be quite daunting to practice the game for so long. And how you keep up with that.
You can definitely be smart about how you practice and like the time that you spend practicing. So I guess just to put it in perspective, I'll say right now my current hours in Celeste it just broke 1600. So that's where I'm at. Mm. So I know like I feel like I've practiced like really smart. And I mean, not saying like, oh, like I'm the best like practicing or anything. So I know there's plenty of people who are also very good who have less hours than me. But I think too, like there's definitely people like that I've seen who have like similar, I guess, hours that are, you know, like I guess like not like, I don't know, like not as close to, I guess, the times that I've achieved. And I think that's not like it's a bad thing either, but I think it just comes down to like how
what you want to achieve,
just, like just efficiently practicing. Mm-hmm. Right. I think it's one thing you can always improve too, and it's something that's different for everybody. So there's not like a set formula like, oh, you know, like just play any percent over and over and over, like, oh, just like practice this level over and over and over. Like, it's going to be different for everybody.
Yeah,
but it's really important to like to maintain like time efficiency, because I feel like I don't always have a lot of time to play like in a given day, but I have time to just like play consistently day to day.
Okay.
And just like, and just how to use that time to the maximum to reach my goals.
Yeah, I feel like it was kind of surprising, as you said, you just have like 1600 hours of playtime, because it's like around double the time I played the game so far. And it's like still, it feels like a huge gap between us two, but that I can't like, I can theoretically accomplish by another 800 hours, but it's still like quite interesting because like I know a lot of people who practice way more than you and are just slightly worse than you, so it's quite impressive.
I mean, it's kind of hard too because I don't want to say like, oh, like those people, like they're doing it wrong, like,
yeah,
you know, they're bad or anything like that. Like that's not my intention. It's just kind of like a,
I don't think, you know, there's
like the numbers and like it's possible to,
I personally don't
I think it comes down to practice. I don't think it comes down to like being better or anything like that.
Yeah, I personally think there's like no right or wrong in speedrunning. It's like speedrunning is a hobby you can have for your own, and whatever your own goals and believings in speedrunning are, you can go faster or slower than somebody else, and it's all fine. Like if you just enjoy playing the game over and over, kind of fast, then you can do that. And if you want to get better, mm-hmm. then you gotta practice efficient. So I feel like one thing that's like the most impressive about you when I looked into you the first time is that you are like studying at a university and you have a part-time job, so I believe you have technically not that much free time. Mm-hmm. And I felt like kind of lost sometimes when I was going to school and, you know, had to study for my finals or just regular school day-to-days. I felt like I couldn't practice as much. So how do you handle, like, how can you be so good by just so little free time? I feel like it's like something very interesting to hear from you.
Well, I mean, it's not necessarily one thing too, like it's not necessarily so little free time. Like it's, I mean, yeah, these like are things that are in my schedule that make me busy, but I mean, I still do end up streaming. Like my, and this is, you know, when I play Celeste. So my stream / play Celeste schedule is, you know, it's, you know, Tuesday through Saturday for like usually about like 3 hours
per day.
So yeah, okay. Per day. So it's like there is time that like I have where, you know, I am able to play. So it's not like I don't have the free time, but I mean, in terms of like balancing the schedule around that, it's like, I mean, I feel like that's kind of something that I've been working on like my entire life, even like in high school and stuff too, just like finding the balance between, you know, like doing school and like doing work and like doing hobbies. And like, I don't know. I feel like it's also different for everybody. It's different, like based on, you know, what you're studying, what the job is, and that kind of stuff. But I mean, ultimately, yeah, because like I go to school, you know, I finish all my homework and I end up having extra time to, you know, play Celeste. So
okay,
it works out pretty good. Yeah. So I think just like planning the schedule around that, where like, oh, you know, like these are like the designated times where like I'm gonna like, you know, do my homework on this day instead of like procrastinating your homework or, you know, your work stuff or whatever. So that way you can guarantee that like you'll have some time to play every day, because playing every day is really important because it helps you like improve more over time. Like I think it's much better to play like every day for like, or let's say you're playing for like 5 days, over a period of 5 days. Like I think it's better to play like 2 hours each day than play like 4 hours for like three of those days.
Yeah.
Even 4 hours for three of those days, that's you know, that's two more hours total, but it's not spread out as much. Like you can just like throw yourself at like the same level for like hours and hours and hours, but it's not gonna be profitable until you get up, you know, do something else, come back the next day or whatever.
Yeah, that's something a lot of people tend to say, like no matter how much you practice, until you rested up your brain and you went to sleep and came back the next day, your practice is not coming. No, it's not like the results, you don't see the results up until then.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I feel like the goal of the practice is like, say at the start of the day, like you start here, and then like at the end of the day, you're like up here. Mm-hmm. And like the goal is when you come back the next day, is that your start point will be a little higher than where the start point was the day before. So that way eventually you're starting up here, and then that will allow you to, you know, push up, like to, you know, progress even farther.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like,
and that's hard to do with any irregular play schedule or just kind of like a sporadic, like, oh, like even if you're putting in a lot of hours, you know, it's just about being smart with it.
Yeah, I also feel like for speedrunning, like a consistent schedule is so important, because like most speedruns, they rely on muscle memory, especially, and you cannot build muscle memory with like one long practice session once a week or twice a week. You need like that consistency, because it takes time for your brain to develop those muscle memories.
Yeah, for sure.
So one thing you mentioned, I just want to ask real quick. Would you say speedrunning helps you to be more... get your work of school and your free full-time work quicker done? Like, would you say because of speedrunning you work better in school because you want to spend more time towards speedrunning? Like, are you more busy because of you want to spend more your time towards speedrunning efficiently?
I mean,
I hope you get that question, by the way.
I think I know what you're trying to say. I mean, I wouldn't say it necessarily like helps me do like better in school, but I don't know. I mean, it's just another thing that I do, really. It's just like another part of my schedule, another part of my day. But I think, like, I don't know, like it helps like to not, I guess, procrastinate with school and stuff, like in that sense. Mm-hmm. In that sense, so that, like, you know, I get things done like at the time that I need to get them done, so that way, instead of, you know, cramming and like finishing this essay like at midnight, you know, I'm like able to speedrun. I guess in that sense it's helpful, because it's like
you procrastinate,
you know, like,
less.
Like, I need to finish this now, so like I'll be able to, you know, speedrun on these times and stuff. I mean ultimately though, like, to me, like, I think like school is like, you know, pretty important, like speedrunning. I mean, at the end of the day, like if I'm not able to play a day, like it's not like the end of the world, but like I'm gonna like do what I need to do for school if I have to, but I mean if I can, I'd prefer to, you know, still be able to play.
Yeah.
So
you just aim on a day-to-day time to get at least a little bit of practice into Celeste so you get better at it.
Yeah, I mean I try to usually get about like the 3-hour chunk if I can.
Okay.
I feel like that's about like a good time for me. Anything longer than that is usually like, in terms of practice and stuff, it's like usually it's not as profitable after 3 hours.
Yeah, so. Because your concentration runs off, you can't.
Your brain can't keep up
with it. You need time there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So we talked about time management a little bit, and one thing I would like to dive in, because I see, I don't know, many players raging a lot over speedruns, and I feel like it's like very natural to it, but what do you do after a down phase, or what do you do when you have a down phase, like when you just can't reach your goal, when you can't get a certain time you want? How do you look at these things? Because it's like something really interesting, and I feel like it's like the most unspoken topic in the entire speedrun world, like mindset. Many people don't really put a lot of effort into their mindset, but I feel like it's like one of the more important things you can change relatively easy.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I think a lot of speedrunners have different ways of looking at it. Like for me personally, I think the biggest thing, and I think this is just the biggest thing I would say, like, as well for just like mindset in general, or like improvement mindset. Like if you want to improve, like the most important thing I think is just like that you're having fun. Because I mean like, you know, like speedrunning, like, you know, it's a video game, right? So like, I think Even like a step further than that, I think if you're not having fun while playing it, you're not going to be successful either. So like, because a lot of times, yeah, like speedrunning is super frustrating. Like, you know, like you lose, like I lose like so many attempts. Like I lost like plenty of, you know, world record runs on Summit that were, you know, much better than the one that, you know, I have now. So
yeah, I saw one.
Like I've definitely lost plenty of runs and stuff, and it's frustrating. And I think like at the end of the day, like it's just like, you know what, like I messed up, like, for one. Like I think some runners too, like people like will either like blame the game or like they'll like blame themselves. Like for me, usually I kind of like blame myself more so, because like I think it's like, oh, like I, you know, like, oh, I'm so dumb, like I made this mistake, whatever. And like I think that, I mean, I don't know, it's like it's obviously really frustrating in the moment, but I think like that, going in with that mindset as well, like, oh, I messed up, rather than like, oh, this game's stupid, like, no, I messed up, like that is more conducive to like, I messed up, I'm gonna fix that, you know, like just kind of like saying like, you know, I made this mistake, like what can I do next time to not make that same mistake, instead of, oh, you know, this game's stupid, like it just killed me.
Yeah, I mean,
just kind of like acknowledging like your own shortcomings and that you can still improve yourself.
Yeah, I also saw you, like, the last time I watched your stream, you had a really good run, like a really, really good summit, and then you died at flag 8 or 7, I don't remember. Yeah, and what I saw you doing that is, like, immediately going back and looking into that mistake. So, would you help?
Yeah,
would you say,
rewatch
your own runs when you fail big times?
It's,
like, I feel like really, really important, but so many are not doing it, like... Let's say you have your runs on a day and you just see moments where you fail a lot, just practicing these over and over. It's like, it can help so much by just putting a little bit of time into it, but so many people are not doing it. It's like very sad, actually, I think
one thing, it's been very helpful for me, just like even using other top runners just like as resource to watch, just like to watch them, you know, just like put it in slow-mo, like watch the inputs, you know, see like what they're doing and then compare that with what I'm doing just to kind of like see like what's going wrong. And just like having that video is really nice.
Yeah. Like just see what other people's do and how they handle the situation. Yeah. If there's something improve.
Yeah, I don't know if this is like a future question, but like that's pretty much like how I, you know, came into the game was just from the perspective of I'm just going to look at what other people are doing and just copy them. So
I believe like
I pretty much started out like I just copied like TGH. Like I just went straight to his video. I just did all of his strats. Like that was my thing. I just
okay.
I was like, oh, who's at number one? TGH. Let's just copy everything that he does. And it actually worked out pretty well.
Yeah. So, I mean, I believe most people learn like 95% of all speedrunners in any game learn just by watching other players. Or watching tutorials, whatever, like for certain strats or movement.
I think that ties into the whole time efficiency thing as well, because I'm not spending time like looking for strats and stuff. I'm just, you know, doing what other people have already found,
okay.
Which, you know, gives me more time to improve myself.
Yeah, it's actually a very interesting approach because I feel like, I personally think like looking into strats yourself and understanding the game yourself better can also be quite beneficial. Like, especially the moment you get to the top, you just have yourself to improve on and nothing else, pretty much, I feel like. And I also know a lot of people who recommend saying you just need, like, in the beginning, you need to investigate the game on your own so you understand the mechanics more. But you show that by just watching other people, you can also get, like, really, really far.
Well, I think from a competitive standpoint, finding new strats is not going to help you at all, because suppose I open up Celeste today. And I find a time save that saves like 5 seconds or whatever. Like, that's a 5 second advantage for me, yes, but it's also a 5 second advantage for everybody else. So like that, I mean, it doesn't necessarily improve yourself, you know. It's like you go faster, but it's like everybody else also goes faster too, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying like you shouldn't go fun, but in terms of like from a competitive standpoint, like, oh, I want to, you know, rise up the leaderboard. Like I personally don't think it's profitable to be looking for new techs and new strats. That's just kind of my view on it. I mean, I feel like a lot of stuff, like I view differently from like most other runners and stuff about like, you know, pushing the times down and stuff. Like I kind of just look more like the leaderboard than like the times themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of surprised as you said when you said you just look at other players and copy paste them pretty much.
Yeah,
because I feel like many people don't do that, or like, I mean, we do it to some part, like, but you just mainly do that is like the more impressive thing. You mainly do it and you got world record. That's like the thing that I'm impressed about.
I've only found like a couple strats myself, like literally ever. Like I've found like probably less than 10, and most of them have been found by other people before.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I think there was maybe like one or two that I actually was the person to find it, but.
So you would say what makes you a really good speedrunner is just by you adapting from other players very well, because that was one question, like what is the difference between a good speedrunner and a great speedrunner, and you just would say you adapted and copied from the right persons and you put in the work to get as good as these persons and get consistent at their strats, and that's what makes you...
I mean, for a game like Celeste especially, because Celeste isn't about like... It's just about like, it's just like precision, just, you know, skill,
movement, game, and
like,
that's it.
It's not like about like major skips or that kind of stuff. So it depends on the game. But for a game like Celeste, I think like it's mostly just about just getting good yourself, getting the movement down, you know, optimizing yourself. And the best way to do that is just by, you know, practicing the stuff. And to do that, like, you know, if you're looking for new strats, like, I mean, that's fine too. But I think that it doesn't necessarily make you better, I guess. It makes you faster, but it doesn't make you better.
So would you say you don't have the greatest understanding of Celeste by that standpoint? Because
definitely not. People are in my chat asking me about hyper bunny hops, and I'm like, I don't even know what that is.
Okay, interesting.
Like, is that the thing when you do this? And they're like, yeah, I think so. I'm like, oh, okay.
I see. That's something funny to hear from a world record holder, I believe. Most others couldn't say that.
Like, any questions about the game itself to like someone reputable who's watching me at the time?
Interesting. Yeah. Dude, I had a question, but I forgot it right now.
Okay.
Oh yeah, one thing I like to talk about because it had also something to do with mindset, like, what is your take on resets? Because currently I know you reset every time you're not on world record pace, but what is your general advice on reset ones, at least in a game in Celeste? Because Celeste is a lot different from most other games on that take.
Yeah. So it kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier about how if you're not having fun, you're not going to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
For me personally, if I'm doing a speedrun and I know that it's not going anywhere, it's very hard for me to like commit myself to focusing and playing well. So like if I'm like, you know, plus 20 into temple, like, yeah, this isn't going anywhere, right? So it's like I could keep playing, but I'm actually going to play badly. Like, because I'm gonna be like, mentally I'm not gonna be invested into the run.
Okay.
So I'm not gonna be trying my actual best. So like there's plenty of runs. Like if you every time you see me do a no reset into summit, I'll drop like an 830 or an 840. And then I'll get to summit on a good run and I'll get like substantially better than that. Like,
yeah.
You know, like eight, you know, like 80x or like, you know. And so it just comes down to like, you know, like I'm focusing on this, I'm invested in the outcome. So I think no resets, like in theory, they're a really good idea. Because you get to, you know, practice everything.
Mm-hmm.
You like stay good at the whole game. Whereas like some streams, like I'll play summit like once or twice, which, you know, like eventually like you get rusty on it and you have to go back and practice it specifically. But I don't know. I think like for some people, like, yeah, if you can sit through and you're invested in the run and you're playing your best, you're like really focused, like, yes, I want to finish this run the fastest I can, then yeah, it makes sense. But for me, it's like if I'm not on pace to PB, I'm just not going to be invested in it, so I'm not going to be playing the best, and therefore the practice won't be profitable.
Yeah, so. I feel like it depends a lot on the person, because there are people who, like, for example, me, I'm like, my first 300 runs of the game, I probably reset at 5 to 10 eventually.
I haven't even completed 300 runs.
Yeah, so,
yeah. I'm at like 290 something.
The moment I start to reset a lot, I feel like I start to have less fun with the game. So, but if you focus a lot more on a good run and you have to take the resets, then this is obviously better. I think it depends a lot on the person.
It really depends on the person. Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, I just want to hear that from you. Hear that confirm from you. Okay, so one last thing, or no, two last things actually, and then we jump to chat questions. If there's like a new runner or someone who's running a game right now and who wants to become as good as you are or wants to become a world record holder in another game, what would your one advice, if you could get one advice, what would that be? Like your one advice to that new player.
For like any game?
You could just say it in Celeste or you could say it in any game pretty much. Like yeah, you can give two answers if you want to.
I mean, to become world record holder, like it depends on the game. So I mean, for Celeste, like I've been like grinding this game for like since I got it pretty much like for like a year and a half, and like I just got the record. Like I've been grinding it, like, you know, more or less, not actually every day, but, you know, more or less every day since I got the game. So mm-hmm. like it's gonna take like a really long time, but I mean for some games like I know are less competitive or just like newer games, like it's more feasible to like get it without like a crazy amount of commitment. But I think in general, just to like, regardless of whether it's like world record or just whatever, like to get good at a speedrunning game, I would say you need like some level of commitment, where like you're willing to put in the time to get better. You're willing, like, you know, like you're gonna like mess, like there's gonna be days where like you just like mess up and like you just feel like you're no good, but like you just like willing to commit to like playing, getting better, and I mean just enjoying it too. Like I really like, I feel like I've been saying that a lot, but I mean it's like it's so true. It's like if you're not enjoying it, you're not gonna get anywhere. I mean, there's exceptions to that, but at least in my experience, like when I've been like enjoying it, or when I've been not enjoying it, rather, I just have not been doing good. Mm-hmm. So sometimes just like taking a break is just like really helpful as well. Like if you're feeling like burnt out, like, yeah, just take a break. And then when you come back, like you'll be better. So I don't know, just enjoying it, committing to playing regularly.
Enjoying and committing all takes pretty much.
And
a lot of time.
Yeah, and just use other people as resources, like people who have done runs of the game before you. Like, you don't need to like rediscover everything. Just like start with what they've done, and if you end up discovering more stuff, like that's great. But like, you know, if you start with what they have, then you save yourself all that time as well.
Yeah. awesome. And the last question, because people, when I talked about, or when we talked about you in my stream, they, most of them said you talk a lot during stream. I don't know if that's true to this point, but how would you balance like talking and speedrunning on a well level? Because obviously speedrunning takes a lot of concentration and you can't talk as much as you would like to have a enjoyable stream. So how would you to balance these things?
I think like having an enjoyable stream is like, I mean, like go, like how I say, you know, I play like, you know, like 3 hours a day. Like if I were playing 3 hours a day and I wasn't streaming it, like I'm sure I would just get like so frustrated. And it would be just like, it would be just like, not necessarily boring, but it would just, it would be different. Cause you know, like when you're streaming it, it's like, if I'm not like playing good, like at least, you know, there's like people like, you know, you can like talk to and like people who are like enjoying watching you, and you can just like make jokes and like have fun and stuff. And it just keeps like a lighter like tone on the whole thing, instead of just like, oh, this is like just about the game, just about me doing good. And I mean, you're still like, it's still like valuable, you know, time that you're putting into it, but I think like talking during the run, it's like there are times when like you have to know what points of the run you can look at chat and like talk during the run, and that like I'm still trying to figure that out, honestly. Like usually I mean someone I feel like Reflection and Summit are like the easiest ones to talk while doing it, but they're also at the end of the run, so it's like, well,
you'll get more nervous and stuff.
So yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, just like it's important, you know, I mean, if you want to, you know, have like, if streaming's like an important part of speedrunning to you or anyone, like it is important to, you know, like engage your audience as well. But yeah, just knowing what parts of the run you can look away for a second, or what parts of the run are like particularly difficult, like don't talk during those parts because you'll mess up.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. It depends on the game too, but especially for Celeste, it's really hard.
So did I understand that right, that you like mostly just, like you pretty much stream most of your time in Celeste, like on Twitch?
Yeah, Celeste is like pretty much all that I stream. I mean, occasionally I'll stream something else like Minesweeper or Lawnmower, just like silly like little games and stuff, or like Stardew Valley every now and then, but it's, yeah, it's just Celeste.
No, I meant the question, like, is most of your Celeste playtime streamed? That's how the question is. Yeah, okay.
That's... I play off stream like, not very often. Sometimes if I'm doing ILs, like on the weekends, I might do like a little bit of IL practice and I'll just do it off stream. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, but it's pretty much all on stream.
Okay, awesome. So if Twitch chat is like here and there and wants to ask a few beautiful questions to ChaiKitty, then...
Any questions for ChaiKitty?
Then go ahead and do so, and we will ask them loud, and then we will have like the finishing line in 10 to 15 minutes eventually, depending on how many questions there are. So spam the shit out of Twitch chat now, and yeah, but for now, thank you for already being here, Chai, and thank you for all the viewers we have. Really awesome. Yeah, I hope you liked it so far, and yeah, we got a few valuable things and out of here. Do you have any pets? What are their names?
Regrettably, I do not have any pets.
Oh, did you wish to have pets?
I would like to get a cat at some point, but I'm gonna have to, you know, move out from home before that's possible.
I mean, you have Kitty in your name. If you don't have a cat, then this is like not really suitable. Mr. Jerky Jerks asked, favorite chapter casually and speedrun wise? I think the opinions can go here out. There are many different opinions in the community on that.
Yeah, so like, for me, I mean, I think for favorite chapter casually, I'm like 100% like, it's Mirror Temple. Like,
yeah,
I love Mirror Temple. Like that, I love the whole aesthetic of Mirror Temple. I love the music. I love the, you know, the seekers and the creepy stuff and the
recently and all that. Recently, I watched a speedrun with 5A of Mirror Temple again, and I realized how awesome that chapter is actually casually. Yeah. And I totally forgot some of the parts casually.
Yeah,
like, I mean, it's so sad that we missed them in the run now.
I know, because there's like the music at the first part of 5A that like, you never hear in the speedrun, and same with the first part of 2A, and it's like, it's so good. I think also like the 6A battling is really cool, but like as a whole, I have to go with Temple.
And speedrun wise,
it's definitely Summit. I love Summit. Like, I love it. Just all comes together. You get the two dashes, you get like the quick like 5 second breaks between each section, but then you get to do like the really fast cutscene skip. And so what I always do is I always go for like this like stupid frame perfect cutscene skip. So like you skip the cutscene before a battle and like pops out, like, you know, you're like flying up and then like so I always go for it like before she pops out, and it's like I think that's fun. And just like, I think there's a lot of really long screens in Summit that like they seem super hard, but like they're actually kind of consistent, and it makes it fun because like you're like, oh my gosh, I'm just like destroying this level right now.
Yeah,
but it's like kind of consistent, I guess. I don't know. Okay. I really like
one other question on that. What is your least favorite? Because I just interested in that. What's your least favorite speedrun wise and casually also? Casually is like really difficult to answer, to be honest, like, because there's no real chapter.
It's either City or Golden Ridge.
Casually? Speedrun wise, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like City, I'm just not good at City. Ridge, it just has like these dumb tricks that I don't want to do, and because of that I'm like slower than everybody on Ridge, because there's like basically any fast thing you can do on Ridge is like really hard.
Yeah, the day so, I tried to implement a few harder things in Ridge, I also was like, oh god, this chapter is so terrible, I don't like to do that.
Like implementing hard things and I just like took them out, and it's like it's just so bad.
Yeah,
I mean obviously that comes down to like how good I am at them as well. It's like when you say like, what's my least favorite chapter, you're basically asking me what's my worst chapter. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Marlon is asking a meme question, I believe. When is Sub 4 Resort? Because Marlon got a 401, I believe.
It's not actually a meme question. So Marlon and I, we've had a long-standing rivalry for Celestial Resort.
Okay.
So back when the world record was like, I think it was like 408 or 409 or something, but like it wasn't on the leaderboard. And so I submitted a 415 on the leaderboard, and that was like the world record on the leaderboard.
Okay.
And then Marlon beat me with like, I don't know, a 410 or something like that. And then he got like a 409, and then I got a 408, and then he got a 404, and then I got a 403. Or I think he got a 403 and then I got a lower 403 or something like that. And then now he has a 401. And so, you know, it's my move.
Mm-hmm.
It's my move. So what I want to do is like, I do want to go for sub 4 resort, but I'm kind of like focusing on any percent stuff right now. And so, I think that's like more worth my time than going for a few extra seconds on resort. So I'm probably going to try to get like a 27.1x or something, which could take like a really long time.
So that's like your current goal in Celeste, like a 27.2x in any percent.
Yeah, I think 27.2x I should be able to get. 27.1x will take like a really long time, probably. But
like
after that, I think I might go for the sub 4 resort. Cause like I want to keep the any percent record, you know. Like right now, like I have it, and like I feel like I'm ahead, like practice wise. On like, I mean, Marlon, like if Marlon like started running any percent, he might be able to beat me. But you know, I feel like I'm ahead of like Sushi and Flad, and like I'm like, you know, obviously like super close to TGH and Marlon right now, I would say. So I want to like keep at it and like stay ahead.
Okay, one question, because you said 27.1x is going to take super long. Like, what is your sum of best, just out of curiosity?
My sum of best is 26.56 right now.
Okay, but is it with, like, blockless 4.8?
Well, technically it is with blockless, but my gold split for Ridge has a death on my gold, so...
Oh, okay, interesting.
So it got blockless, but then it has another death, so it basically doesn't.
It's not as impressive as it could have been.
It has the first block list.
Yeah.
But basically not the second one, even though it does. Yeah.
Mm. Penne, or I don't know how to pronounce that other thing.
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
is it pasta?
Probably. I've never heard of that, though.
I actually haven't either. I know, penne is a pasta.
Yeah, penne is a pasta. That's something I do know.
I do like penne pasta. So yeah, I don't know.
Okay, do you like short speed runs like Celeste, any percent, or longer runs?
Probably shorter runs. I mean, if it's too long, like assume I'm running like something that's like 2 hours long, for example, it's like, and I stream for like 3 hours, like what am I gonna do? Like yeah, do a run halfway through and be like, should I keep going or should I reset and start another one, you know? Like, that's yeah. dumb.
I feel like, yeah, when it comes down to speedrunning longer games, you always have to think about the fact, how often do I have time to actually go for a full run, and how often do I have time to stream that? Because
like the actual, like, real time, like not like the speedrun time, but like the real time, like what I'm doing.
Yeah,
life becomes more of an issue at that point for a long yeah. time.
It's like you quite impressive like when people speedrun 6 hour long RPGs or something.
Exactly.
I don't know. They have like a lot of time, I believe. How much balls does 3A suck?
It depends on the day, I guess, but I mean I do like 3A sometimes.
Yeah, I also do like it sometimes. But on other days I hate it.
Elevator shaft is very hard.
Yeah. Like, I get
the first few rooms are pretty hard too, the first like minute of it.
I personally get out of like huge mess all the time with a good time, and then I threw everything away in elevator shaft. And I think like these rooms, they practically don't look that difficult, but you somehow still mess up once and then you lose like
elevator shaft, I think, is like actually the hardest part of the run.
It's like, yeah, it's like a kind of tricky, like, because the rooms you like most of the rooms you don't really do too crazy speedrun strats theoretically, but you die off a stupid little misinput and you lose like 8 seconds. I feel like it's like, because the rooms are so long, it's like stupid. Okay, the thing we don't know about is strips of pasta.
Oh, okay. I mean, they're both good. I do like pasta, so
who doesn't actually, I believe. Okay, so I believe it's a good point. Or is there anything else you wanna add to the podcast? Is there anything you would like to say we haven't mentioned yet?
I don't know. I think we mentioned pretty much everything. I think so. Yeah. I mean, we talked about mindset improvement practice.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
I think so.
Okay. One thing I remembered. Mm-hmm. Because you just speedrun Celeste, it's like pretty hard to ask that, but there are people who speedrun multiple games, and do you think like you can be really successful with multiple games? Because I feel like the moment you try to improve at two speed games at the same time, it's not going to work.
It depends on the game, and it depends on how much time you have, I would think. I mean, like I said, this isn't really something I would, you know, be able to know about too much, but for games that like maybe wouldn't be as competitive, like you could take like a month off and then, you know, you wouldn't fall dramatically behind everybody. I don't know. I think if you want to be like really good at something, like you do have to, you know, give it like a lot of time and attention. I think that, I mean, that's true regardless, but it probably depends on the game.
Okay. Because you said that so often, like, is speedrun truly a competition for you? Because like many people, like me included, also look at it as it's your hobby and you try to get as the most enjoyable time out of the game. But you seem like
I mean, like I said too, I feel like I look at this differently from a lot of people. Like I definitely look at it more of as a competition rather than like a self-improvement thing.
Okay.
I mean, like I've been known to like be annoyed when new strats are found because I don't want to have to learn them.
I see.
So like I don't know, I look at it more of like a competition than a just like, oh yeah, like I want to like get my own time faster. But I don't know, I mean, I don't know if that's going to change now that like I don't know if or how long I'm gonna be able to keep the record, but
you just like the competition around it.
My mindset's gonna have to change because I've always been like, you know, copying the guy at the top, but now, you know, like, how do you do that?
Yeah, now you gotta I mean, you theoretically you could look at sections of the run and see if somebody else is faster than you there and then just copy that. But other than that, there's like not too much.
Yeah, I still have the aisle records for 6A and Summit, so
improve the city, I believe. And get sub for a resort, maybe.
Get the sub for a resort, yeah.
And
sure.
I mean, you also mentioned Rich is a bad boy for you. Rich. Yeah, okay, awesome. I hope you enjoyed that, and we are now like over with the official part. So I hope everybody who listened to that and watched it on Twitch was enjoying it. And yeah, see you all next time, I believe. And thank you for listening to us. Bye. Yo, thank you for listening to the end of the podcast. I really hope you liked the episode. make sure to share the podcast with your speedrun friends. They may also like it. Next episode is coming up soon. Next week, I try to interview more people outside of the Celeste community, so stay tuned for that. And once again, thank you for listening to the podcast. You make this community grow, and I really, really hope you like it. And I hope I can reach more people with that. That would be awesome. So thank you for listening. See ya.